Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Jules Von Hepp.
Hello, I'm Sarah Powell.
And welcome to Wobble, a podcast about happiness and body confidence.
Because we all wobble.
On this week's episode of Wobble, we have got Helen Thorne. Now, Helen is one half of comedy duo Scummy Mummies, but also she is championing body confidence through her own Instagram channel, Helen Wears a Size 18. She's so inspirational, but also she has one of those feeds that you cannot stop looking at.
Yeah.
Because she's so feel good and real. And I find her so inspiring.
Yes.
As a human being.
Massively. She's also hilarious. She's sunny, she's Australian, and we absolutely loved our chat with her. Helen Thorne is here!
Yay!
Hello to you and hello to the listeners.
Oh, it's so lovely to have you.
You're such a wonderful ray of sunshine.
Oh,
I can't even tell you, like, instantly I feel uplifted by you even just being in the room.
That's also to do with the mustard as well.
Yes, their eyes are watering. So on the way here...
Our eyes are watering.
On the way here, I was very hungry and I don't like being hungry going into a podcast.
I don't like being hungry, full stop, Helen.
Never.
No.
So it was like a sign. I walked past and it said bagels and I was like, I must get a bagel. So between here and the 5 minute walk, I literally hoovered up a bagel, a salt beef bagel, which was just dripping in mustard. So I came in thinking, and I had that big smear of mustard on my scarf.
Yes.
That was a very nice look.
What I loved was...
it was pure evidence that you ate it fast.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it. When you're wearing it afterwards, that's always a sign that you've really enjoyed something, isn't it?
I know, no chewing involved, just pure, just like,
just inhaling.
That's right.
Like that. Like,
a baby penguin being fed by its mother.
That's it, absolutely.
What a lovely image for your listeners.
It is so lovely to have you here. You are one half of Scummy Mummies.
That's right.
But also, and this has been more recent, you've got the Instagram, which is Helen Wears a Size 18.
That's right.
That's it, isn't it? So how did that start?
So the Scummy Mummies have been going for like 4 years or so, and occasionally I would post something about body confidence on the Instagram or talk about it on the podcast, and it would always get this kind of really positive and wonderful response. And I mean, often the times I'd post about it, I'd be quite sincere, and I sort of thought, it kind of fits in with Scummy Mummies, but I think it would be good having it on a separate platform because I think people really want to talk about it, but it's not so ironic or sarcastic, especially when you're talking about things that are sensitive. So I thought...
Yeah, because Scummy Mummies is comedy and this is like taking comedy in a different angle. It's giving it more of a lighthearted message.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. And I think people struggle with body image and body confidence. So I didn't want to take... I mean, it's okay to take the piss out of me, but I don't think it's okay to take the piss out of that issue.
Yes.
Yeah. So I thought it needed a different kind of platform. And also, you know, I like getting free clothes.
Yeah.
Let's be honest. Let's be real.
Yeah. Hashtag Spawn. Sure.
Yeah. Exactly. So... I wanted a sort of area for that. And I just could not believe the kind of response that it got. So I just, initially it was just like I posted a couple of pictures and then it's sort of grown and grown and grown. And I get now the most amazing kind of letters and messages from people saying I've rediscovered fashion or I've, you know, reevaluated the way I think about my body. And so that's been a really amazing and really heartwarming kind of thing that's come out of it. So it's really nice. So I've got kind of two platforms really.
Yeah.
And it's not that Ellie's not interested in body image, but it's something that I'm kind of really passionate about. And then Ellie's really passionate about video games. So it's really nice that we've both got things that we do separately, but also together. And it both feeds into Scummy Mummies as well.
Yeah. Oh, it's the dream.
Yeah, so it's good.
Yeah.
I mean, like you guys, you've got your togetherness.
Then yes.
You go off and spray bodies and you go off and be fabulous and talk on radio and Big Brother. So it's nice.
Yeah, it is. And then we come back together.
That's and we're ridiculous.
Yes, and be ridiculous again. Because what, I mean, why do you think it connects so much? Because it's been huge. It's grown so fast, which is so lovely for you. But why does it connect, do you think?
I think because I look like your friend. I look like your, I don't go at it as a serious fashionista. I go at it like, oh, look, I just found this, you know, top that I really like. Or, you know, I and I do it in real time as well. Like I shoot all my own pictures on my iPhone. It looks like, and it is, it's just me and my loo.
I love it.
I love it.
With all the loo rolls behind you and the toilet brush in the background.
I think that's something that Instagram is really pining for at the moment, is real.
Yeah.
And keeping it real. I think that this, you know, these breams of edited content, I think actually what I really connect with that feed is I feel like I am your friend. That's exactly how it is. I feel like I know you, but I find that it's very infectious for me. Like, I find that I feel better about my body. Even though I'm a man and you're a woman, I still look at it, I'm like, oh, I feel way more happier in my own skin.
That's so nice. And that's what I want to keep kind of doing. And it's really funny, like, I bought a really expensive camera, but I haven't used it because I also think, but that's not really me. Like, I'll just put on some clothes and go, oh, I really like this, and I'll take a photo of it. And it has to have that kind of authenticity, and that's what I like about the feed, and also like about Scummy Mummies, is that as soon as we are a bit fake or trying to sell something we don't believe in, I think people will notice.
I think people know straight away, and I think there's a reason that you connect with some things and not other things, and sometimes you can't articulate it. You're just like, I don't know why, I just don't like it. And so often it just comes down to authenticity. Like, what you just know, you're like, well, that's not real, or you're not telling me the whole picture. There's something missing. There's a part missing here. You're either getting paid and you're not sort of saying or being quite as transparent as you should be. Or you're just, you're trying to live up to something or project something that's just not who you are. And I love it. I love it when you, you know, when you balance on the step, like the toilet step that your kids obviously use. When you balance on that, you're like, look at my boots. Can you see? I love it. Absolutely. It is. It's just, it's amazing.
I am excited about it because I spent so many years, you know, not feeling good about my body, and then so many years just being in this foggy cloud of motherhood. And it's only been in the last sort of year or so that I'm like, oh, wow, clothes are for me and they're in my size, and I don't have to feel like I'm apologising for being a size 18, or I don't have to apologise for being a mum, or being, you know, 40. Like, all those sort of things that you've sort of been set up to think, oh, that's not good enough, that's not good enough. All those sticks to beat yourself with. And I sort of want to flip that in a way and kind of celebrate that, because so many of the people who write to me say, oh, you know, that's what makes them feel bad, that being a bit bigger or a mum or old or, you know, hairs and bumps and lumps, when we shouldn't feel that that's a bad thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What was the turning point for you around it all? Like, what was the moment that you were able to go, do you know what, I'm just going to celebrate, actually, and not carry on with the sticks?
Yeah, I think there's been a couple of times when I've got off stage with Scummy Mummies, because we wear like gold catsuits, which, you know, basically...
Yeah, I want to talk about the catsuits.
Yeah, I want to talk about them too.
So basically, we look like we're in the nude.
The gold nude.
I wish I looked like I was in gold when I took my clothes on. That would be incredible.
Oh, that's why you were shy. Sorry. I guess I just remember coming off stage once and someone came up to me in the loos and just said, thank you for just being your size. And it's so nice to see someone who looks like me on stage. And I just thought, oh, that's really kind. And I just thought, oh, we need more bigger bodies in the media. We need diversity in fashion and all those sort of things. And I've just been sort of hiding and going, oh, no. And then I just thought, no, I've got to do that just for me. And I enjoy it, but also for other people, because I know there's not just me out there. I'm basically the average UK size, which is a 16.
But you are beautiful. Yeah. Like, your body is beautiful. Like, I'm just sat here like, she's wearing the brightest purple top. And then I really, like, gorgeous orange necklace, and like, you just look gorgeous.
Oh, that's really kind.
But from my side, like, Were you nervous when you put the catsuit on for the first time? Were you like, oh my gosh, this is tight? Or were you like, no, I'm going to just fly this flag?
Yeah.
I think there's something very empowering about doing it together. Like Ellie and I, we always said, you know, two people in cat suits is funny. One person in a cat suit is sad. There's something about
it. It's kind of about a festival, isn't it?
Exactly.
It's
so
like
good.
It's like if Nemo lost his like shawl. That's what it is. Someone in a catsuit on their own.
Yeah, on their
exactly,
own. Yes.
Exactly. So, because I went out to Australia last year to do a solo woman's show, and people said, "Are you going to bring the gold catsuit?" I was like, "No, because it looks sad. Just one lady in a gold catsuit." So,
what happened to the other one?
I know.
Oh, she's brought it anyway.
I know. Oh. It's like, it just looks weird in a pub, you know.
But was it hard, like, because Ellie is, like, I don't know how to phrase this properly, but because Ellie is slim, was it hard when she put the catsuit on and was there a moment of going, oh, what am I going to look like? Or were you just like...
No, let's do this.
That's so incredible.
And also, because we both have had two kids each, and this is what bodies look like. And Ellie is the classic apple. She's got really skinny legs and really skinny arms, and then she's got this tiny little tummy, but she's just teeny, but she's very she's never made me feel like I'm the wrong size or shape or anything like that. Yeah, and we just there's no shame. And we've also done like a naked photo shoot, which we did last year.
Yeah, I saw that. How was that?
That was amazing. Like so we were part of this thing called the Warrior Woman Project, and they said you can feel free to go as nude as possible. And Ellie's like, well, we're gonna go full nude, aren't we? And I was like, oh, okay. So what we did was we stuck baby bells on our nipples, and we just held a bottle of gin in front of our minge, and that was it, and had a couple of fish fingers as necklaces. So that was really great. And again, I probably wouldn't do that by myself.
Yes.
And there was something about doing it together as friends and feeling a real solidarity together. And I think, and it's nice that we're both up there in our gold catsuits because we're representing different body shapes.
Mm. Yeah, because it'd be easy to go, oh, well, Ellie's slim, so, you know, she's got a great figure. It would be so easy to do that, wouldn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And of course, Ellie's bound to have her own. I know we can't speak for Ellie, but everybody's got their stuff, haven't
they?
She's
more hung up about her body than I am. She's like, oh, God, my tummy's so fat. And there's me going, oh, yeah, yeah. Huge.
But don't you just wish something that people could see their bodies how you see them?
Yeah, exactly. And that's, I found that really amazing when we did this sort of this photo shoot day with all these different women, and there were women who were teeny, just having major hang-ups about, you know, their boobs and their legs and their bums and all that sort of stuff. And I was like, but you look beautiful, you look perfect, how can you think that way? And I think you never see what's going on inside people's heads and what baggage and experiences they've had, you know, which brings them to today, really. So
that's it.
Is there part of being a mum that you want your kids to, because a lot of my body confidence issues comes from things that my mum or my grandma said to me growing up.
Yeah.
Little jibs here and there about, oh, you've got podgy, and that then slowly ingrains into you. But like, as someone who is championing body confidence, but also as a mum, like, what advice will you give to your children?
Yes. No. We don't like to say the F word, fat, in our house. And I just always say things like, I've got a 9-year-old daughter, so I'm really conscious of that. You've got a strong body, you look great, but also champion other things about her. And we don't focus on those sort of things.
And
like, my son's really lean, so is my husband, so they're different body shapes again. So I think we don't walk around the nude lots, but I think it's important that you don't cover up as well. And like, when I'm on the beach, I'm in a bikini and wriggling around.
Right.
And we do lots of dancing together. Big fans of Daft Punk in our house.
Great.
Oh, great. I'm coming over.
Daft Punk naked disco.
Yes.
This sounds amazing.
Sounds a bit like a gay club, to be honest.
I know, but this is what we're hoping.
Did you grow up in a nude house?
No, very closed, closed doors.
Yeah.
So the irony that I've become a spray tan and working with bodies is unbelievable. But I think think that's why I've connected so much with body confidence, because I didn't have any when I started, and now I'm getting more and more and more confident. And also, my family are all very, very slim, and I have wobbles because I love eating. and I'm
literally
happy with my body.
The best thing ever. Eating is lovely.
Yeah, eating and sleeping, I think, are the two greatest things that you can do with your whole life, actually.
I know.
I'm going to put snogging in there as well, actually.
Yeah, a touch of snogging, yeah, but that just gets snogging in the way of sleeping and eating. I know what makes me more happy. So. Yeah.
One thing that I was amazed that you talked about with the spray tanning is that everybody that you come to tan apologises. Like,
everybody,
that's how it starts.
Whatever the shape or size, they could be a Victoria's Secret model, they could be a mum, like, every shape, body, size, somebody apologises when they get in the booth. They say, I'm really sorry about this, or I hate this, or I wish this wasn't like this. And I cannot believe it's the same continuous message.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah, you know, and tanning brings confidence, and it brings that element of, like, loving your skin that you're in, and... But I just couldn't get over this constant apology, because what I saw was something incredibly beautiful, and it was just a body. And also, I had a car on the meter. I was like, I don't have time to be looking at anything.
No.
£2.50 and that clock is ticking.
Quit your jibber jabber.
I'm not here for therapy, love. Get in that booth.
Bend over, love.
Yeah. But it is amazing that that is the starting point. Like, what a place to start that conversation about your body. Apologising straight away. Oh, I'm really sorry about this, or I'm sorry for that, or I can't have this. Like, it's unreal, isn't
and
it?
And did you, when you were younger, have hang-ups? Like, when you first got with your husband? Because I was reading a book recently on how it is to feel good naked. You know, when you get to that level, that point, when you take your clothes off. And I was saying to my partner this weekend, I was like, he makes me feel so confident in my skin. He makes me feel incredible, and doesn't make me feel like, you know, I can't be in this position, I've got to move around. Like,
was there
any moments where you were like, oh no, or is he amazing with it?
I think that's grown, because we've been together for 20 years. So we were together, and we've, you know, both of us have been up and down with our weight. Both he's had confidence issues. Like, in the last year, he's got into, like, triathlon, so he looks amazing. And I think our physical connectedness has got better because of that. A, because I've had more confidence and he's had more confidence. But I think, yeah, I mean, it started off when we were students, so it was mainly just drunk. So it didn't matter.
Yes, fine, good. Yes.
That was all good. But I think they got to a point, I think after about 5 years, where we do feel a bit self-conscious, and like, we were getting into our late 20s, and I don't know, I think there were times where we were a bit sort of not shy around each other, but it's gone up and down, actually, and now it's amazing. Because I remember reading something, it's like, when you have sex, you know, just envisage yourself as the most sexiest person, and you will be the sexiest person, I think, as long as there's no mirrors. Myself.
Nobody looks good, whatever the size.
I used to think that. I used to say, it's actually awful. You're in front of the person that you fancy the most.
Yeah.
You're naked and you've got to move.
Yeah.
Like, all of it combined is just like...
But then so have they.
Yes.
That's what I was thinking. So
yeah,
have
they've
they.
Got their funny
faces. And I had a real moment, actually, of going, well, what's so great about them, actually? Mm. You know, like you were saying, when you went for the naked photo shoot and everyone was like, oh, I hate this, or I don't like this, or people apologising in the booth. It's because we've been given this one sort of image, haven't we? That you've got to look like Rihanna, and you've got to look like Hugh Jackman, and they are the body types, and anything outside of that, you've got to apologise for.
Yeah.
And I think I had that real moment of going, well, the people that I'm sleeping with, what's so great about them? They've got normal bodies. They've got normal things. But
also, they're into you.
Yes.
They're into you.
Yeah. And they want to see you having a good time.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
Yeah, they do. They absolutely do.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify.
Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Because in terms of sort of the journey of your figure, have you, I mean, were you always a size 18? What, as it?
No. And I think that was the thing is, like, when I grew up in Australia where, you know, you didn't wear many clothes and it was very sport driven. And I wasn't that sporty. I was really into, like, being in the school musicals,
yes,
and all those sort of things.
Oh, we would have gone so well. Would have been there.
Debating teams, yes, and all those things. Volunteering for that sort of stuff. And so I didn't fit into that kind of type of Aussie girl anyway. And I just remember I was probably like a size 12 and people would, and that was fat really. Mm. And so I was always teased about my weight in high school and things like that. So I think that started eating at me. Anyway, and then I had a boyfriend at the beginning of uni, and he was not very nice about my weight and, you know, always wanted me to exercise and didn't like me eating and things like that. So that, again, had more of a detrimental effect on how I saw myself. And so I think I did a lot of comfort eating and lots of that and just sort of thought, well, I'm fat anyway, and all those sort of things. So I think that had a big impact. And all my brothers, I've got three brothers, they're all quite slim. I just remember one of my younger brothers said, you know, have you ever thought of losing weight? Because you'd look really beautiful if you were thinner. And I was like, that came from somebody in my family.
Yeah.
And that really was hurtful.
Comments like that people really don't consider.
Yeah.
Of how you then can interpret it. And, you know, that's I've had comments like that. I'm sure you have as
well.
They
really sting, don't they?
They do.
Really stick, actually. Mm. They sit somewhere in you, and then there's this whole belief system that can come out of them that wasn't even yours in the first place. It's nuts, isn't
it? Yeah. So I think those sort of comments just sort of eat away and you just want to cover up and more cover up and things like that. So, yeah, but then I think getting into comedy was one of the big turnarounds for me, and that's when I was about 24, so I first got into stand-up then. And then it was just a very powerful experience because I was making a group of strangers laugh because of the things I wrote and said and did, and it didn't matter that I was a size 16 or a size 10. People appreciated who I was for me. So I just loved that, and that was a real kind of boost, I think. So I think that had, and then and then I had kids, and that kind of, I gave up comedy for 6 years, and then on my first gig back I met Ellie. And
wow.
So it was just one of those amazing kind of moments. So I think, and then it was just really nice to meet someone who had no fucks to give.
Like, yes.
No shame.
Yes.
All those sort of things. And that, I think that gave me the confidence to get more confident in myself, really. So that was really amazing. So I think, they're the big things that really happened to me is doing comedy and meeting Ellie.
With having the babies, did you get that pressure that, I've got to get back to what I was, or I've got to get on to, do you know what I mean? Like something's got to change. Yeah.
Yes. So what I did, this is crazy. So I got pregnant, and about 2 weeks after I got pregnant, we got engaged. So after I had the baby, I had the pressure of,
the wedding,
getting married. Yeah. And of course I was a size 16 then. And so what I did is I went to the Vivian Westwood frock shop in Bond Street, and I tried on a dress, and it was a 16. And they were like, oh, that looks great. And they like hooked me up and strapped me in. And I said, great, I'll take the 12. And they were like, what? I was like, no, I'll just take the 12. And then, they're like, well, you can't return it if it's damaged. I was like, no, just give me the fucking 12. So I had my credit card. And then I had 6 months to get into this dress because it was really expensive. It was like 900 quid.
Oh, my God. What a pressure.
That's intense pressure to put on yourself. Would you do it again?
I don't know. I think I was quite insane because I had not slept, and I was like,
right, yeah.
And it was that thing that weddings make you a bit lulu. I'm sure. Yeah. I'm sure you'll be fine.
No, I'm heading that way, Helen. I am definitely going that way. But you got in it, didn't you?
Yeah. So basically, in a nutshell, I didn't try it on until 5 minutes before my wedding. And then I know I was in the hotel opposite the church, and then I just said to my friends, all right, let's do this. And yeah. Like it took three people and they hooked me in, and that was it.
Yeah.
I was ready to go. But that was a nuts thing to do. But I had this image in my head that I had to be a size 12.
Yeah.
I had to be thin. I had to be this to be a bride. And then I haven't really dieted since. But that was after I had a baby. But there was something about that. Everyone's like, oh, you look so great. And then you've got this memory of you being thin on your wedding day. But, you know, is that really me? Why did I have to do that to myself?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty nuts. But, yeah, that's what I did. I don't recommend it because it's an expensive option.
Yeah.
I did have some safety pins just in case.
I was going to say, did you have a backup?
Yeah.
And where is that dress now?
In the cupboard.
Yeah.
But it just sort of hangs there. And it's lovely because I always wanted a Vivienne Westwood, like,
extra
booby, fabulous. As my friend said, you don't wear a Vivienne Westwood dress, it wears you. And so it's like, like a proper corseted thing. So that was, you know.
Yeah. What a moment, though. What a time.
What an like, idiot. Just...
There, nail on the head.
Dickhead.
Nail on the head.
Dickhead. It's a stupid thing to do. But I remember I heard an interview with Dawn French and she did the same thing. She said, I had to be a size 12 bride. There was something about that. And then she starved herself and she said, like, Lenny, who she was marrying, was like, no, what are you doing?
Yeah,
so
right.
It's just a weird condition.
So it is a weird thing.
It's actually a very odd concept when you think of it. Like, you should just be really, like, your partner obviously completely loves you for you.
It's the thing about wanting to be the best you can be on that day. There's something
it's
around
so bizarre.
That
as a homosexual man, I've never understood any of this side of a woman's
there is,
brain.
Yeah.
Do you know what it is? It's a perfection thing. And actually, somebody, I heard on a podcast that somebody said, if you've got perfection, you've got drama. There's always drama that comes with any sort of perfection. Like, it's got to be perfect. There's always going to be, like, you know, something around that. So, yeah, it is weird.
Imperfect is perfect.
Yes, absolutely. What would you say, Helen, if you do have a wobble, what is it that makes you wobble?
It's my mother-in-law. She's nuts. She's my wobble, man. So, when I was first dating Will, he comes from quite a well-to-do family. And he brought me home when I was 19 and I had pink hair. I was wearing like trousers from a charity shop and like a really old scruffy t-shirt. And so Will's mother said, oh, Helen, would you just come upstairs with me? And I was like, all right, this is interesting. And then on her bed, she had laid out six different outfits.
This is the first time you've met her?
No, I think it was the second time.
Okay, fine. But
she said, look, we've got friends coming over. And then she closed the door and said, look, just choose one of these outfits so you'll feel more comfortable.
Wow. What did you do?
Well, I was 19 and I had no confidence.
Yeah.
And I wanted to impress her and I didn't want it to be weird. So I put on her clothes and then I came downstairs and Will was like, what are you wearing? And I was like, your mum's clothes. And he's like, what are you doing?
It's the Bridget Jones carpet.
I don't know what it is, but it's worse because it's his mum's clothes. Like, imagine.
He's like, what are you doing?
Do you know what? I would have done exactly the same thing. I would have done. I would like to think that I would have turned around and gone, take me as I am. Look at me.
There's no way I would do that. There's no way. I don't think I could bring myself to do it.
Do you think of me differently now, Jules?
No, because you were 19.
And
would you do it now?
No. Now I like wear a gold cat suit for a living. I feel like that's like the ultimate revenge. So, yeah.
Oh,
no,
God.
It's just, she always just makes me feel just like she's the one who still gets to me.
Right.
Anybody in the world.
Yeah.
And I think that's that relationship you have, or some people have with their partner's parents. And I just used to, like, I used to get my hair cut and she'd come and she'd touch and go, oh, don't worry, it'll grow back.
Oh, no.
Just complete passive aggressive.
That's it. Oh, my. She's like, oh, you've got such a lovely face. What did you do that for? Oh, my God. God.
It is. It's amazing, that drip feed. And it so often is that one person. Everybody else is like, you know, cool about it and you're cool with them. And just that
and
one
nice.
Person that gets, just gets stuck in.
It's usually through jealousy. People will comment like that. It's usually through jealousy. And she's obviously jealous because she's married her son. And,
yes. And I do things to him that she's not allowed to.
And it's... But it's interesting that she said, I want you to feel more comfortable, but it was totally for her to feel more comfortable.
Exactly.
It was totally projecting.
Yeah. And then she often slipped me some money and said, just get yourself some new clothes. Why don't you get yourself a new cardigan?
A gold cat suit.
And look at you now, a fashion Instagram.
Yeah, I know.
Look at that.
Oh my gosh. Oh. Helen, it's been the dream.
Oh,
it's done.
The absolute dream.
So look, where can people find you?
Well, do follow the Scummy Mummies at Scummy Mummies and at Helen Wears a Size 18. That's lovely. And come see the Scummy Mummies live. Come see me in literally the flesh.
Yes.
All the flesh.
Come and have a look.
We're going to be doing a gig in London, but we're going to be all around the country. So... And we do also do a podcast after you've listened to all your things.
Yes.
If you've got a spare minute, listen to the Scummy Mummies podcast. You've been on it, Sarah. It's
I
awesome.
Have. God, it's terrific.
Yeah.
I just always remember the cheese platter that was pulled out afterwards. That was my main overriding. But being on the podcast was glorious.
I mean, it's all right. Yes. The cheese is very, very good, though.
Have you got any final words that you would love to pass on to anyone listening who may be in... you know, the position you were in at 19, that you would love to say, this is advice from me?
I would say just do just at least one thing for yourself every day, whether it's put on a bit of lippy or mascara. Even if you're feeling a bit crap, just find something that gives you a bit of joy every day and start from that. And then put on 17 things that make you happy.
Yes.
And get your nails done.
Yeah, always get your nails done. Always.
I haven't been into it for many years. And then all of a sudden I'm like... I have to have sparkly nails.
Yeah, that's it.
Brings me joy.
It does. It makes you feel like it makes you feel reborn, doesn't
yes.
it? Oh, I can start again. Look at me.
Yeah.
Here I am. Yeah. Helen, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh,
cheers.
Fine to applaud yourself. Always fine to applaud yourself. Absolutely. The thing is about Helen, I want to have a baby so I can be a scummy mummy and not just scummy as I am at the moment. She's so good. She's hilarious, actually.
I have a massive friend crush on Helen.
Yes.
I think I've followed Helen on Instagram for a long time and always known in my heart that we'd get on.
Yeah.
Because she's just so real and she comes in and you must feel the same. She's sunshine.
Yeah.
She's so like exuberant and I love how honest she was. The fact that she has been, you know, she has had those wobbles, she's had those downs and, you know, her mother-in-law, how do you even cope with that?
Where'd you go with
it? But she comes back and she's doing what she loves and she's going out there with such strong confidence about herself, wearing a cat suit.
Yeah.
I mean, she's so inspiring to be around.
It's amazing. We love you, Helen.
We do. If you have enjoyed this podcast, this episode of Wobble, please give us a 5-star rating on iTunes and subscribe.
Sure. I love that you won't settle for anything less than 5 stars.
I'm a doer. I'm a giver. You know what I'm saying. If you want to get in touch, I'm at Jules Von Hare.
And I'm at this Sarah Powell.
And you can slide on into the DMs if you have any feedback or you just want to say hi. We are at Jules and Sarah Podcast. And this is in association with a tanning brand that I have co-founded called Isle of Paradise, a brand that is here for you to help you look and feel better.
We will see you next time for another brilliant guest on Wobble.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.